Good morning. It's a Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, the Supreme Court ruled to protect gay and transgender workers. The vote was 6-3 in the ruling that said the Civil Rights Act of 1964 applies to discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity. And Neil Gorsuch, the conservative Trump appointee, led the way on the decision.
He wrote it. So what we have here is a 6-3 untypical split, with the liberals picking up a couple of votes, John Roberts and Gorsuch. And that, of course, leads one to scratch their head and say, well, I wonder what's really going on here. Is something happening that we don't know about? Are the liberals about to get whomped with something like the DACA ruling as that comes down? You know, David, I've been thinking about the people in the streets and the fact that the judges have eyes, too. And these justices are perhaps scratching their heads and saying, uh-oh, this is really quite something. We can't be quite what we've been up to this time, which are nothing more than followers of Trump and the guy who appointed us, or if he didn't appoint us, his likeness appointed us. I have a feeling that when you turn the television on and you see tens of thousands of people, young people especially, white and blacks together doing this, you scratch your head and you say, okay, maybe it's time for a little bit of even-handedness here. Now, this particular ruling was interesting in that, of course, none of this was anticipated when the law was passed, but the judges say it doesn't matter. This is sexual discrimination. It's bad, and we are not going to allow it. And as far as we're concerned, this law covers it. The gay and transgender community is over the moon about this. They are so happy that what has been a terrible wrong has been righted. I've been thinking that there's probably a relationship between the COVID and the protests, in that people are pent up. They are angry about what's happening in terms of the virus, but they are also coming of age. And they're saying there's no reason for this. You know, we saw hints of this, David, when we saw gay marriage happening and how many young people were for it. This is a whole new way of looking at our politics, and I think our young people are leading the way.
Let's stay with police brutality for a moment, because you had a conversation with New York Governor Andrew Cuomo yesterday about this very subject. Here's what the governor said. We say to local governments, you have to come up with a plan. You have to then pass it through your local legislative body. It can't just be a series of meetings. It can't be, we'll meet and then we'll meet again. It can't be a report. It can't be a commission. Come up with a redesign plan. Pass it through your city council. And if those protesters who are at the table are not happy, you're not going to see it pass. The power of the people. That's what's going to make it work. Democracy.
Well, David, the governor has great faith that the localities will handle this themselves, that every locality will come up with a police reform report of their own. You know, I think there are different localities. I think there are some which will continue to have the police doing some of the dirty work and creating a basically racist system. I don't think we can count on the fact that every locality will do what the governor wants them to do. And yet it's a pretty clever way of doing it, which is saying, I insist that every single locality in this state take this on and look at it for what it is and come up with a police reform proposal. As the old saying goes, which we use a lot around here, it's like chicken soup, couldn't hurt.
About this, Mike Pence, the vice president, is telling governors to repeat the misleading claim about the outbreaks. We're talking COVID-19, of course. Explain to your citizens that increased testing helps account for new virus spikes, the vice president said, according to audio that was obtained by the New York Times. It just confuses people.
Well, first, they said everybody would be able to get a test. Everybody didn't get a test. But the big excuse, of course, is that the more testing we do, the more we find. And if we find it, that's really the problem. This is a president of the United States and his vice president who said in the very beginning there were going to be only 15 cases in the United States. Remember that? So now we have the same group who are looking for re-election to say it's really not that bad. Well, it's bad. We have at least one expert who's saying he believes that 60% of the American people are going to end up with this one way or the other. 60%. Now we're at a few percent or 1%. So this president has a pandemic on his hands. He doesn't know what to do about that. Obviously, his lying goes on, and they will continue to create excuses like this one.
Well, the president's MAGA declaration, Make America Great Again. How does that pair with this, Alan? U.S. national pride falls to record low, 42% extremely and 21% very proud to be American. Republicans' pride is down sharply in the past year. This is a Gallup poll. First time extreme pride among whites below 50%. Non-whites is now 24%.
David, let me tell you that the Gallup poll, first of all, is not what we would consider a left-wing poll. It's not. There are many people who think that if there's an error, it's almost always towards the conservatives. So this is very bad news for Trump. Obviously, there are a lot of people out there who are either going to have to stay home or vote in November. And all of the polls, all of the signs saying it's very difficult for him right now.
Well, and then you have the potential, as we always say, this cliche, October surprise. We learned yesterday that President Trump's niece is working on a tell-all book. We also have Trump and John Bolton. He says Bolton will have a, quote, strong criminal problem if he publishes a tell-all book, as every chat is classified.
Well, you know, Bolton obviously has some material that is very threatening to this president, that he's doing everything in his power, the president, that is, to stop the publication. We know that the law can be used as a bully pulpit. He's a bully. If you got money, you've got lawyers, you sue people. In this case, he's got the United States government paying the bill. I can't believe that this material isn't going to get out one way or the other. Bolton seems intent on getting this book out.